Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's only a four-day week in Washington, and of course the politicians are going to make hay while the sun shines and get tons of things accomplished, right, Todd?
Well, the sun is shining. It's hot here.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Let's talk about the first thing that was probably on everybody's mind, which is the debt, the vote on the debt ceiling. And I understand that it's not expected to pass today. Why?
Yeah, it's going to make news, but don't be fooled by this one. This is a political vote. You remember when the debt limit debate started, the White House's opening bid was increase the debt limit, but don't tie it to spending cuts. Let's not play with fire. Republicans want to put that idea on the floor. They're calling it the a vote on the president's proposal on the debt limit. See what they're trying to do? They're trying to tie this to the president's ankles. It's not going to pass. Everybody knows that the Biden talks are ongoing, that there's going to be major spending cuts and deficit controls that do go along with the debt limit. But Republicans want everyone to take the vote to either show there's no support for it, or if you do vote for it, they'll make a 30-second commercial about you not being serious about spending cuts. Same thing that the Democrats did last week in the Senate by making all the senators vote on that Ryan budget with the fundamental changes to Medicare. It's kind of a way to produce 30-second ads, try to embarrass the opposition. But it does set up some positioning for the debt limit talks, which are ongoing and need to produce something this month.
All right, but we are expected to get a real vote, at least, on the Libya war resolution, right?
Yeah, well, a vote on a Libya war resolution. It's not clear how many. There will be a vote on a resolution to remove all U.S. personnel from Libya immediately. This is a resolution from the liberal Dennis Kucinich from Ohio. He's an opponent of the president, says the president has violated the law under the War Powers Resolution. His resolution getting all U.S. troops personnel away from Libya will come up on Wednesday. There may be another one that supports the president on Libya, but that one's not cooked up yet. It could come in tandem, but we'll see if that second one comes out. The president doesn't really think he needs a resolution from Congress. He's willing to have one, but doesn't think he needs one.
All right. To wrap up from our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.